We now move into the baptisms. Christmas begins with a child. Easter began with children. We're on page 301 in the prayer books. Everybody. But we lost it. We're on page 301. And I now say in the deep church voice, the candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. So we'll begin with you all, because you're right here. So you all stand up on the bottom of page 301 and introduce us with first name and middle name. That's you. Okay, got it? Now you guys stand up. Bottom page 301. And just introduce us with our first name and middle names. Tiavana Marie. To receive the sacrament of baptism. Okay, keep standing up. Top of page 302. Will you be responsible, parents and godparents and family and friends? Will you be responsible for seeing the children you present are brought up in the Christian faith and life? Got it? It's okay. Top page 302. Will you be responsible for this child? Yeah. Yeah. Will you all, by your prayers and your life, help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ? Okay, I invite everybody involved with the baptisms to come over this way. And whoever's not carrying a baby, bring a prayer book. Come stand over here. Come stand over here. You've seen this before. Over that way. I'll try not to stand right in front of you. And we might move this. Middle page 302. Now, we're in the middle of page 302, and the first question isn't in the prayer book. What direction is this? There, see? Good girl. What happens in the West except June, July, and August? Sunsets. Gets dark. Darkness. You face now all the darkness there is holding those children. Seen and unseen. All of us older than those kids know there's dark, hard stuff in this world. That's where you're looking. In the early church, this is when they did the exorcisms. That's where you're looking. Holding those children. Middle of page 302. In the name of those children, do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? In the name of those children, do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? In the name of those children, do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Okay, walk over this way. We all get to walk around. We all get to walk around that way. Okay? Now, what direction is this? Yeah, see, this is easy stuff. What happens in the East? Sun rises. New day. New beginning. Christmas begins with a star in the east. Easter begins with sunrise in a garden. The end of time, it's written that the Lord Christ will come from the east. Facing into the east. And think of a new beginning it was in your life. And they entered it. Facing into the east, into the rising sun. Bottom page 302. In the name of these children, do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior? In the name of these children, do you put your whole trust in His grace and love? In the name of these children, do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord? All you! Who, us? Yeah, you. Even Mrs. Binkley in the back. Who have heard these promises, will you do everything in your power to support these children in their new life in Christ? I invite you to stand. It's okay to spread out. You guys. We're on the top of page 304. As we make again our own baptismal promises. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered and was crucified, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He will come again.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, without doubt.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Let us now pray for these persons who are about to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized in the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live indeed in the power of his resurrection, and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. You're good. The sound of summer beginning is cold water. Ooh. Ooh, kids. If you listen, you can hear the water singing, just like out there. You ready? Oh, let's have fun. Let's do more water. This is the warm. That was the cold. It all balances out. You ready? You can do it again. Early or not, now that it's spring and the summer and rivers are flowing and lakes are filled, sort of, we give thanks for the gift of water. The Lord be with you now.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water over water. The Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel out of their slavery in Egypt into the land of promise. In water, your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the slavery of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, this morning for the water of baptism. In this water we are buried with Christ in his death. By this water we share in his resurrection. Through this water we are reborn by Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of thy Holy Spirit, that those who hear are cleansed from sin and born again, may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Okay, now we get to play. Who wants to go first? You want to touch it? It's kind of cool. Want to do it again? Go ahead, do it again. See? It's okay to splash. Go ahead, do it one more time. See? See, when's the last time you were excited about just putting your hand in water? Now, I'm going to put it on your head three times. But just a little bit. It's not how much water that counts. So, name this child, first name and middle name.
Ivan Lee.
Ivan Lee. Okay, you ready? Here it comes. Ivan Lee. I baptize you this morning in the name of the Father. And the Son. Isn't that fun? One more time. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's see. Ivan Lee, you, my brother, are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Now I invite you all to come up and sign his forehead with the cross to begin your relationship. I'll just make the sign of the cross on his forehead. It's okay. Anybody else? Okay. There. You can be ready for a Christmas pageant. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Nikki. Okay. There you go. Peekaboo. Peekaboo. You guys come stand over here, and we'll do next. All dressed up in one shoe on, one shoe off. Now, you see the water? See the water? You want to touch?
Go ahead. You can touch it. Go ahead, touch it. Go ahead, touch it.
Now, I'm going to put it on your head 3 times, but just really good, because you're growing all messed up now. So, name this child, first name and middle name. Giovanna Marie Lee. Okay, here it goes. Giovanna Marie Lee. Besides you this morning, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah. Giovanna Marie Lee, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ only forever. I invite you guys to wet your finger in the water and then quietly make a forehead right across our forehead. You guys too? See the crown. Anybody else? Hang on for a minute. We'll say a prayer. As we pray for Yvonne and Giovanna, page 308 at the top of the page. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon these your servants, the forgiveness of sin, and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain him, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give him an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, the spirit to know you and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Now, little ones. We still live this side of things, in a world of light and darkness. You don't ever have to be afraid of the dark. For wherever you are, you carry the light of the Lord Christ with you. This is your candle. I'm going to give it to her, but it's your candle. Remember. Hi, Yvonne. This is Yvonne. This is your candle. I'm going to give it over here. But you don't ever have to be afraid either. Okay? And you can have two birthday parties. All right. If you all come stand on the steps, everybody, just as it began with introductions, now at the bottom of page 308, we welcome them into the family as we say together, bottom page 308, we receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Share that with the new members of the family and everybody else.